Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and today is Thursday, April 3rd. And of course, Thursdays are ruled by the planet Jupiter. And while the moon is in the sign of Gemini, that puts the moon in Gemini and Jupiter both in the same houses, which is normally good, especially if you're a talkative person or you have a lot of ideas that you want to put forward, but not if you're super impulsive. And we know there's a lot of impulsivity going on because we have planets in Aries and we have planets in air signs. So this is like fuel to the air to the fuel, and it can promote impulsive decisions. We have to remember though, Venus is retrograde and Mercury is retrograde. Today we see the stock markets plunge on President Trump's announcement of sweeping tariffs during Mercury retrograde, by the way. So it makes me wonder if he's going to have to like walk some things back a little bit to give us back our stability. Because people get very scared with all these planets in the sign of Pisces, especially as we're transitioning from the sign of Pisces into the sign of Aries, as many of the planets are doing. So we have to be super cautious about even starting a new workout regime or, you know, a new diet or something. Give yourself time. Don't like make a sweeping change. Like all of a sudden you're not going to eat, or all of a sudden you're going to run for 60 minutes when you haven't worked out for, let's say, the last 5 years. So we have to give ourselves time and be patient with what we call the process. We're still in a healing mode from all of the planets in the sign of Pisces that kept us inhibited, kept us to ourselves, kept us locked up, incarcerated. And I was also thinking about how many stories are in the news about people who have been locked away for 30 years by their step parents or by their parents, or, you know, and isn't that just about Saturn and Pisces and all these planets and Neptune coming out of the sign of Pisces too? So we might hear more about, people have been incarcerated, people have been locked up, and all of a sudden they're going to be getting freed as the planets come out of the sign of Pisces into the sign of Aries. But what happens when they retrograde back into the sign of Pisces in the fall and then out of the sign of Pisces after the new year? That's what I'm thinking. Like, we're going to go through this all over again. Is the stock market going to plunge? Are people going to be incarcerated and locked up? I've got my passport with me all the time. The passport, you can get a little card passport too. It's for like taking cruises and stuff. Keeping it on me all the time. She be American, born in the USA. But you never know. Because people are sounding the alarms about people being picked up and incarcerated. And that is kind of a Piscean thing with, especially as the planets retrograde back into it. Remember, I always tell you, the retrogrades are even more severe than when the planet does its first pass. And here, it does seem a little bit shocking because we have Saturn, Neptune, and that fixed star Shiat right there at those pivotal degrees. Not only that, I haven't even spoken about the conjunction between Eris and Chiron, which is a whole other story, but also might get people inflamed and angry. Well, we won't go into that for now. We'll save that for another day. Have a wonderful Thursday.